靠神而得的喜乐就是我们的力量。
Let's come to God's word first.
让我们先到神的话语面前。
The first one is Jeremiah 6:16.
第一处章节是在耶利米书第六章十六节。
Jeremiah 6:16.
耶利米书六章十六节。
This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪是善道，便行在其间。这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
The next one will be Nehemiah chapter 8, start with verse 1.
下面一处的章节是在尼希米记第八章，我们先来读第一节。
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse
1. 尼希米记第八章第一节。
All the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel.
到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里。那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
That's only verse one, huh? Okay, then verse eight.
第八节。
So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God. And they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
第八节，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
We didn't print out verse 9, but I will read a couple of sentences there. All the people wept when they heard the words of the law.
那有一节是没有打出来，但我现在读给大家，是在第九节。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。
And then verse 10. Then he said to them, Go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our God. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
第十节，又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
And lastly, Psalms 48, verse 12-13. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers, mark well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following.
你们当周游西安，四围旋绕，数点城楼，细看他的外郭，查看他的宫殿，为要传说到后代。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一个祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us a chance to gather this morning together.
感谢主，你又给我们一次机会，今天早上这样聚集。
May you lead us to walk about Zion and go all around her.
愿你帮助我们来周游西安。来数点城楼。
And we can check the gates of the wall.
可以四围旋绕数点城楼。
Oh Lord, yes, we are going to tell it to the generation following.
这样的话我们就可以把它传说到我们的后代。
Lord, may you give us a soft heart.
主啊，求你给我们一个柔软的心。
And give us an understanding heart.
给我们一个可以明白的心。
So that we may understand your will and walk in it.
让我们可以知道你的旨意，也行在其间。
We commit the following time in your hand.
把下面的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Thank the Lord. By His grace, the pandemic is almost behind us.
那我们要感谢神，因为这个疫情 已经几乎要结束了。
The physical gatherings and the love feast have almost completely resumed.
而且实体的聚会包括爱宴也基本上恢复了。
Looking back to the past 3 years, our heart is truly full of gratitude.
我们现在回顾前面的几年，心里面充满了感激。
Starting from next year, the Bible reading group on Friday night will have a new beginning.
那从明年开始，周五的查经聚会也有一个更新的开始。
We hope that in the new year, not only the number of the people will recover and increase, but also the spiritual life will grow also.
我们的希望就是在明年开始，不光我们查经聚会的人数可以增加，而且我们里面属灵的生命也可以成长。
Just like of the book of Nehemiah we shared in the past summer conference.
就像我们从过去的向令会就开始分享的尼希米记一样。
It not only restored the wall and the gates of the city wall of Jerusalem outwardly.
不光只是在外面来恢复耶路撒冷还有它的城墙。
But also rebuild the people's inner life mainly through the word of God.
而且主要是借着神的话在人的里面来建造这个生命。
I know the Yes Group and the High School Group are reading the book of Nehemiah on Friday evening.
我知道现在 Yes Group 和高中生的话他们周五就是在读尼希米记。
In the third chapter of this book, the whole chapter is talking about the restoration of the wall and the 10 gates.
在第三章里面整个这一章讲到的就是怎么样来修复这个城墙还有耶路撒冷的城门。
These 10 gates are type of Christ and represent the experience of we Christian.
这城门有十个，这十个城门讲到的它预表的就是基督他自己，而且也预表基督徒的生命。
Amen. So some of them need to be rebuilt, some needs repair, and some of them need, what's the word? Fortified.
那这个我们这个属灵的生命的这个经历里面呢，有的这些城门需要重新建造，有的呢需要被重新修造，但有的呢需要来让它坚固修坚。
When we come back to read God's word Friday evening next year,
当我们明年再回来周五读神的话的时候
，I hope we like Nehemiah chapter 2, that first inspect the city.Gates and examine our own experiences.
希望我们能够像尼希米记第二章里面所讲到的，我们先在这里查看这些城门，看看我们自己的这些经历。
If there are some deficiencies, some discrepancies, that we may all come together to strengthen and restore them.
那如果看到我们生命里面有缺陷、有出入的话，那我们就起来来加强，起来来修复。
So that there will be no gap, no breach of the city wall of God's house.
那这样的话，神的家这个城墙就不会有破口。
As we just read in Psalms 48, verse 12 to 13.
就像我们刚才在诗篇48篇第12-13节所读到的。
Walk about Zion and go all around her.
就是要周游锡安，四围喧扰。
Number her towers and mark well her bulwarks.
来数点城楼。
Bulwarks is the defensive wall, including the gates.
那这个城楼呢，就是包括城墙，也是那个来防守的那一部分。
It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You look of a complete picture on the box first.
就像那个拼图的游戏一样。
Then
我们先来看那个总图，看看。
Then you inspect the missing piece and make up for it.
然后我们检查的时候，如果有缺的一块，我们就补上。
So we look at the picture of the gates of Jerusalem to compare with our own experience.
所以我们就看一看耶路撒冷的这些城墙城门，再与我们自己来比较。
We will know which part of our church life, which part of our Christian life need to be rebuilt, repaired, or strengthened.
这个时候就看到我们教会的生活，我们个人属灵的生活，有哪一块是需要被修复，哪一块需要被重新建造，哪一块需要被坚固的。
Therefore, the topics that I'm going to share this morning is the rebuilding of the gates of Jerusalem and the reconstitution of the people.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的这个题目就是耶路撒冷城门的重建 和百姓的重组。
Which is divided into three points.
那我会把它分成三点。
I think you need to get the right slide. Number one, the three gates on the north side.
那第一点就是北面有三个墙门。
Second point is the two gates on the west side, the left side.
那第二点呢，就是在西面有两个墙门。
And third point is the five gates on the east side, the right side.
那第三点呢，就是在东面有五个墙门。
So there are 10 gates altogether. We will briefly look at them.
所以这十个城门我们都会简略的来看一下。
But we will focus and emphasize, the ancient gate, the spring gate, and the water gate.
但我们的注意力今天主要集中在古门、泉门和水门。
So we have said, in fact, these gates are a type of Christ and related to God's word.
我们刚才已经提到了，这些门都是预表基督的，而且是讲到神他的旨意。
It is also a picture of the road that we Christians have to go through in our life to grow spiritually.
而且也是我们基督徒这个生命成长的一条道路。
So let's look at the city's gates in the north.
所以我们先来看在北面的墙门。
Oh, there are sheep gates, fish gates, and ancient gates.
在这里面我们有羊门、鱼门和谷门。
So in Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 1, we can see the rebuilding of the city wall begins with the sheep gate.
那在尼希米记第三章第一节我们看到这个重建是从羊门开始的。
Which is also the first gate of our salvation.
也是我们救恩的第一个墙门。
In John Chapter 10 verse 7, Then Jesus said to them again, Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
在第七节，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
The contemporary English version translated as the gate of the sheep.
那个现代英文版，它那里面讲到的就是羊门。
So Jesus is the sheep gate.And we are the sheep.
所以耶稣他就是羊门，那我们呢就是羊。
We must rely on him to enter this gate of salvation.
所以我们需要来依靠他进到这个救恩的门中。
Not by our own work or any good deeds, only by believing and accepting his salvation on the cross, we can enter this gate of salvation.
所以不是靠着我们自己的功劳，我们自己的能力，是靠着在那个十字架上成就的救恩，我们才能够进到城中。
So in John 10 verse 9, the Lord said again, I am the door. If anyone entered by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
所以在约翰福音第十章第九节，主耶稣继续讲：“我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。”
So first part is to get saved. Secondly was to have find the pasture.
所以第一件事就是我们需要得救，然后可以找到青草。
Through him, we not only enter the gate of salvation, we but also receive the life of God and became the Lamb of God.
所以借着他，不光我们得着救恩，而且我们是成为从神的羔羊得着神自己的生命。
He is the good shepherd, caring and feeding us.
他是好牧人，在那里来照顾我们，在那里来喂养我们。
For us, as long as we follow his leading, we will go in and out and find the pasture.
只要我们来跟随他的带领，就可以出入得草吃。
So this.Sheep gate tells us that the Lord is our Savior and He is our Shepherd.
所以这个羊门告诉我们的就是他是我们的救主，也是我们的好牧人。
Now, fish gate.
现在看到的是鱼门。
When the Lord Jesus began His ministry of preaching on earth, He met Peter and His brother Andrew by the Sea of Galilee.
当主耶稣开始他服事的时候，就在加利利海边遇到了彼得和他的弟兄安德烈。
They were casting net in the sea, so they were fishermen.
他们在那里撒网捕鱼，所以他们是捕鱼的人。
Matthew 4:19, then he said, the Lord said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
在马太福音第四章十九节，主耶稣耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
So after we received the Lord's salvation and enter into through the gate of sheep.
当我们得着这个救恩，而且从羊门进入之后，
we must be a shepherd, shepherding his sheep.
而且我们也要成为牧人，来牧养他的羊。
I skip a little bit. When we enter into the gate of sheep, we should become a fisher of man, leading others to know this salvation and in our workplace and our life.
在我们得救之后，我们应该也成为渔人，也成为那些把人在我们的工作之中，在我们的生活里面带到神面前的，得人如得鱼。
So this Friday gospel meeting is a good chance to exercise as the fisher of men again.
所以要来的这个周五这个福音聚会，就是我们再来操练，来成为那得人如得鱼的这件事实。
May the Lord give us a heart to love people's soul and a fervent spirit of preaching the gospel.
愿意神给我们一个爱失丧灵魂的心，也让我们对着福音有一个火热的心。
So starting from this Friday, let us work together, come and build the fish gate.
所以在这个
new year,
在这个周五，也在这个要来的新年，让我们一起来建造鱼门。
So that people can receive the life of God and be brought into this gate of salvation.
所以人的生命人可以得着生命，也可以被带进这个门中。
Now, when the Lord, after the Lord was resurrected, on the seaside of Tiberias, the Lord helped Peter caught a full boat of fish.
在主耶稣复活之后，他在提比里亚海边遇见彼得，然后帮助他们得了一大网鱼。
The Lord did one thing very interesting.Ask Peter to count the fish one by one. The Bible recorded 153 in total.
主耶稣让彼得做了一件很不寻常的事情，就让他来数这些鱼，每一条都数算，最后数到的数目是153条。
That means not missing even one.
这里就讲到一条都不失漏。
And after that, the Lord asked Peter, say, "Feed my sheep."
在这个之后，主耶稣来嘱咐彼得说：“你喂养我的羊。”
So this tells us everyone who are saved is a precious sheep in the Lord's eyes, and we cannot let anyone get lost.
那这也告诉我们，在主的眼中，每一个得救的人都是那宝贵的小羊。那我们不应该让每一个失落。
How do we apply this?
那我们怎么样来应用呢？
So we should pay attention to who did not come to the meeting.
所以我们需要来注意谁今天没有来聚会。
We should be mindful of them, and we need to care for each other, including every individual brother and sister.
所以我们应该来挂念，来关心每一位弟兄姐妹。
So let us all be fishermen to preach the gospel.
让我们都成为渔人来传讲福音。
And let us all be the shepherd, shepherding and caring for God's lambs and sheep.
那我们也成为神的牧人，在那里来牧养，在那里来喂养。
This is the spiritual application of the sheep gate and the fish gate.
所以这个就是在属灵里面羊门跟鱼门的应用。
Now let's look at the ancient gate.
那我们现在来看古门。
The Lord Jesus is the ancient gate.
我们的主耶稣基督他就是古门。
The ancient gate is the entrance.Is the gate, ancient gate is the entrance leading to the ancient way.
那古门呢？你要进去的话，他就带你走一条古道。
And Jesus himself, Lord Jesus himself is the ancient way.
那我们的主耶稣他就是那古道。
He is the word that existed from the beginning.
他就是那起初原有的那话那道。
And this way has two meanings. One is the word.And the other is the path.
所以这个词呢有两个意思，一个是讲到话，但一个也是讲到一条道路。
So maybe we consider the word first.
所以我们先来思考关于话。
In Jeremiah 6:16,
在耶利米书六章十六节
，This is what the Lord says: Stand at the crossroad and look, ask for the ancient path, ask where the good way is, and walk in it.You will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
So there are two sayings here. One is this is what the Lord said, and the other is but you said.
所以在这里有两个说，一个是耶和华如此说，一个是他们却说。
So the Lord says, stand at the crossroad and look as for the ancient path.
那耶和华说，你们要站在路上查看，访问古道。
The ancient gate leads to the ancient path. Although it is ancient, but it is a good way.
所以这个古门就引到古道，这个古道虽然是古，但是它却是善道。
And also it is a way of life.
而且它是生命的道。
The Lord said, you should walk in it, and you shall find peace and rest for your souls.
所以耶和华如此说，你要走在这条路上，心里面就必得安息。
Now, there's another saying.
那另外一个讲法。
People who don't believe the Lord often sneer and say.
那些不信主的人总是耸耸肩跟我们讲。
Sneer, 冷笑。
哦，冷笑。
嗯，
对不起。
What error is this? You still believe in the Lord Jesus and this ancient Bible written 1,000 years ago. Oh, it's long out of date.
所以他们会怎么讲？就冷笑着说，这是什么时代了？你们还在读这本这么几千年前所写的这么古老的圣经，而且呢，真的是不合时宜。
But the Bible is the word of God. It is different from the book of man.
但是圣经是神的话，是与人的书是不一样的。
Book, human books need to be renewed again and again.
因为人的书总是要不停的更新。
But God's word have never been changed.
但是神的话永不改变。
They're always fresh, and every sentence is a truth, will never become out of date or obsolete.
所以神的话总是新鲜的，是这么的真实，从来不会过时。
Instead, it tells us that.Origin of everything, what is correct, and it will lead us to the Lord who created us.
而且它是一切的源头，告诉我们什么是对错，把我们一直引到神的面前。
So the Lord, the word of Lord is like the original manufacturer instruction manual.
所以神的话就像那个原厂的说明书一样。
We need to go back to the beginning, compare the pertinent things in our life with God's word, and ask the Lord, then we will walk on the right path.
所以我们应该把所有相关的事带到神的话的面前，然后在这个时候来求问神，他就会引导我们走在这条正道上面。
Now let's look at the aspect of the path.
让我们来看到这条道路。
The ancient path led from the ancient gate of Christ.It's also a path of cross.
这个古道就是基督的古门引我们所走的，其实就是一条十字架的路。
We didn't have a chance. I didn't have a chance to print it out in Nehemiah 3:8. If you have a Bible, you can check it. Next to the ancient gate, the Bible mentioned the two builders and specified their professions.
那我现在没有打出来，但是如果大家去看在尼希米记第三章第八节，讲到在这个古门旁边有两个匠人。
And their profession, one of them is the goldsmith, Chinese version translated as silversmith.
其中一个是这个金匠，但是中文翻译是银匠。
And the perfumer, or the maker, the incense maker.
另外一个是做香的。
In the Bible, silver refers to God's redemption.
在圣经里面，银总是代表神的救赎。
And the incense refers to the aroma of Christ's death and the resurrection.
那香就是讲到基督他的死和复活。
Both pointing to the cross of Christ.
所以这两件事都指向基督的十字架。
So the ancient gate typifies Christian experience of the cross, the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个古道让我们看到就是这个古老的十字架，把我们引到主耶稣基督的救赎和他的死和复活。
Although this is an ancient cross, yet it is treasured and cherished by us Christians.
虽然这是古老的十字架，但是对于我们基督徒来讲，我们却宝贵，并且啊，我们在这里来尊崇这个古老的十字架。
Just like Apostle Paul, he treasures the cross of Christ.
就像是使徒保罗一样，他就在那里来宝贵这个十字架。
Before the Corinthians, who are full of this world philosophy, human philosophy, but he decided not to know anything but Christ and him crucified.
所以在哥林多那个地方的人，他们充满了各样的哲学，但保罗到他们中间就说，在你们中间我不知道别的，只知道基督并他钉十字架。
Because he knew that Christ is the He's God's wisdom and God's power, according to 1 Corinthians 1:24 and 2:2.
而且保罗他知道，这个十字架就是神的智慧，神的能力。我们在那个哥林多前书第一章24节跟第二章第二节都看到。
Now we will look at the word will affect the path.
然后我们可以看到这个话跟这个道他们之间。
In these last days.
在这个
The world is filled with lies, which making the difficult for people to distinguish truth from lies.
在这个末了的时候，这个世间充满了谎言，让我们很难去分明什么是这个真理，什么是这些虚谎。
John chapter 8 verse 44b says, Satan is a liar and the father of lies.
在约翰福音第八章44节的后面，那里面讲到撒旦他本来就是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
What is a lie?
那这个谎是什么呢？
It's just that some words sound right.
就是听起来好像是对的。
Sounds reasonable and make people easy to be deceived.
听起来好像很符合道理嘛，但是呢却让人受欺骗。
Just like the story happened in the Garden of Eden.
就像是在这个伊甸园里面发生的事情一样。
But the purpose of the lies is to make people obey the enemy instead of God.
但是这个谎言它的目的就是让人来顺服撒旦魔鬼，而不来顺服神。
So that they will get off the old path, the good path of life.
然后我们就走离这个古道，这个善道，而走在这个灭亡的路上。
I have a heavy burden in my heart, especially for the young people among us.
我在心里面对着我们中间的年轻人有很重的负担。
Don't be deceived by the lies of the enemy and deviated from this ancient path.
不要被仇敌的谎言欺骗，不要从这个古道离开。
So Paul advised Timothy,to charge those few not to teach other doctrine.
保罗曾经劝提摩太说，你要嘱咐那几个人不要传异教。
Which would cause dispute rather than godly edification, order the statutes of faith, which is the content of God's will and purpose.
因为这些是只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。这个就是神旨意的内容。
The other doctrine is the teaching which contrary or against the purpose and the will of God.
这个异教就是那些教导是与神的旨意完全相反的。
For example,
比如
democracy and the science.
民主和科学。
That the world admires and is proud of.
这个世界是何等的羡慕，而且为此而骄傲。
Chinese so-called thinkers called Mr. De and Mr. Cai.
那有一些中国的哲学家说德先生和赛先生。
Godless democracy is humanism. It does not want God.
但是没有神的这个民主就是人文主义，它里面是不要神的。
But pursues social justice instead of.Pursuing God.
在那里追求的是社会的公义，但却不来追寻神。
Godless science pursues knowledge, but they replaces God by what? By atheism and evolution.
那没有神的这些科学呢，他们所要追求的就是那些知识，但是因此呢，他们相信的就是无神论，就是进化论。
The combination of the two is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这两件事加起来，其实就是那知识善恶树。
Which leads to the death of the spirit.
这个就带让我们进到那个死的灵里，灵的死亡。
The spiritual death, 灵里的死亡, yes.
Amen.
It sounds very reasonable and touching or even moving.
听起来非常的有道理，而且非常能够触动我们。
But the real motives behind it is to make people believe the lie that there is no God.
但是后面却让人相信这个世上是没有神的。
And believe the lie that God is not wanted.
而且让人相信一个谎言，就是神是不需要的。
That is to separate people from the tree of life.
而且让人从这个生命树被隔绝。
In fact, there is no true democracy. There is no true freedom. There is no true justice. There is no true wisdom apart from God.
其实，在神之外，不可能有民主，不可能有自由，也不可能有公义。
也不可能有 wisdom，
也不可能有智慧。
Only here in the cross of Christ can have love and justice meet。
只有在基督的十字架上面，慈爱跟公义才能相遇。
And make the justice and the love satisfy each other。
而且这个公义跟慈爱，他们可以彼此。互相的满足。
Everyone faces justice.
每一个人都要面对公义。
When he or she believe in God Jesus Christ,
当一个人他相信主耶稣基督的时候
is baptized,
那他就会受浸。
That is to identify himself with Christ and his cross.
这个时候他就与基督并他的十字架来认同。
And is redeemed.
这个时候他就被救赎了。
Can he have justice?
这个时候他里面才会有公平公义。
Because only Christ is the righteous one without sin. He is qualified to judge us.
因为只有主耶稣他是没有罪的，他是那义人，那义者，他才能够来审判。
Only Christ is love who died for us. He is able to redeem us.
只有他，他是爱，他可以而且能够来救赎我们。
We can only be justified when it is no longer I, but Christ lives in me.
只有当我们这里面的实际是不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着的时候，我们才能够得着这个义。
This is the connotation of our faith. Christ and his cross, the death and the resurrection of Christ.
所以这就是我们这个信仰的内涵。就是基督并他钉十字架，是他的死，是他的复活。
Only Christ is the true wisdom and the true justice.
只有主耶稣基督，他才是那真正的智慧，他才是那真正的公义。
First Corinthians 1:30, God made Christ our wisdom, including righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
在哥林多前书第一章那里面讲到，神使他成为我们的智慧，在这里面还包含着公义、圣洁和救赎。
I hope, especially the young people among us, will not repeat the mistakes of Adam, the Israelites, and the world.
我希望在我们中间的年轻人不要来重犯亚当和以色列人的错误，跟从这个世界。
We must choose the life.The tree of life to obey God's word.
我们必须要来拣选生命，来拣选生命树，来顺服神的话。
Return to Christ as our ancient gate and walk on this path, the good path, the path of life, and so that we will find rest for our souls.
Amen. 那我们来跟随基督，他就是那谷门，他就是那谷道，是善道，也是生命之道，在这里面。我们如此行走，才能够找着安息。
This is the ancient gate. I hope I impressed you enough.
这就是古门，希望我已经在大家心里面留下很深的印象。
The second point is the gates on the west, valley gates and the dung gates.
那第二 gate. 第二点就是在西面的墙门，古门和粪场门。
The valley gate typifies the believer's experience of suffering and also the cross.
古门代表的就是基督徒我们受苦的经历，也是代表那个十字架的路。
Amen. In Deuteronomy 11:11-12, Moses told the Israelites, But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys.
在申命记第十一章第十一节那里开始讲到，你们要过去得为业的那地乃是有山有谷的。
For time's sake, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Therefore, the life experience of Christian is not always flower strewed pathway, sky always blue, and a peace without pain.
所以我们基督徒的这个生命经历不应该总是花香长漫，天色长蓝，或者我们总是安歇无忧。
That's very good. And, but a road that mountain and, but the road with mountains and valleys.
但是我们的这个路是有山有谷
，highs and lows, up and down, but the Lord is always with us.
有高有低，有上有下，但是神主却与我们同在。
Psalms 84:6, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
在诗篇第84篇第六节那里面讲到，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
So our Lord is not only with us in the shadow of the death of the valley of the shadow of death. But even He makes our valley of tears, the valley of Baca, into the spring and the fountain. Whoa, what a sweet experience!
他不光在那个死荫的幽谷的时候与我们同在，来帮助我们。而且当我们经过流泪谷的时候，他会叫这谷变为泉源。这是何等奇妙美好的一个救恩呢
？Amen。
我们的主。
Next gate is dung gate, very interesting gate.
那下面一个是非常有意思的，是粪场门。
The dung gate typifies the believer's experience of dealing with all negative things.
这个粪场门讲到的就是我们信神的人所经历的所要对付的一切消极的事情。
This morning, before the Lord's table, brother also led us to read Isaiah 53:4-6.
在我们今天早上播饼之前，弟兄已经带我们读了以赛亚书54章的第
It prophesied that on the cross, Christ was wounded.For our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the sins of us all were laid on him. He became a dung gate for us.
在那里面，以赛亚预言到，就是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们就得医治；因他受的鞭伤，我们刑罚，我们就得平安。那众人的罪孽都归在他的身上，他就是那粪场门。
And today he still bear our burdens. We can cast all our worries upon him by prayer and supplication. What a savior.
那今天他还是来负担我们的所有的一切。我们可以把我们的忧虑所有的都可以堆在他的身上，所以他可以带领我们得着平安。
If you remember that picture showed us that on the west wall there are only two gates, namely the valley gates and the dung gates.
那大家如果还记得那幅图画的话，在西面，在左面，它只有两个门，就是这个谷门和这个粪场门。
Yeah, and it is a long distance from the ancient gate to the valley gate and to the dung gates. What does it mean?
所以从这个谷门到另外的这个谷门，然后到粪场门，是一个很长的一段距离。它代表什么呢
？That shows of the lesson of the cross is very important and a long process experience that we must learn and live in through our lives throughout our lives
这里面就讲到这个十字架的路是我们一生要经历的漫长的一个功课
so in other words we must experience Christ as our valley gate and the dung gate
另一方面来讲，我们必须要经历基督成为我们的谷门和粪场门。
In what? In terms of what?
那在什么样的光景里面呢
？Die and resurrected with Christ.
就是与基督同死同复活。
Put off the old man and put on the new man.
就是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And experience the salvation of our soul throughout our whole life.
就在我们整个的一生里面来经历这个魂的救恩。
So this is the experience of the valley gate and the dung gate.
这个就是谷门和粪场门的经历。
Now, the third point is the city gates in the east. Spring gate from the very bottom, then the water gate, horse gate, east gate, and the Mipacat, the inspection gate.
在第三点我们讲到就是东面的墙门，这里面有全门水门在下面，然后上面就是有马门、东门，还有哈米佛甲门。
Spring gate, we will spend some time on it.
所以这个全门我们会多花一些时间在上面。
After passing through the valley gate and the dung gate, that is after the experience of suffering and the cross, we will come to the spring gate.
所以当我们经历了谷门、粪场门，就是经历十字架这个受苦的经历之后，就来到全门。
And this process is that the experiencing that Christ turned our valley of tears into the fountain and the spring.
这个过程就是讲到我们经历了神把我们这些苦难来转化，这些眼泪转化成为祝福。
Because he is not only with us outwardly, he has passed through the death and the resurrection and became the life-giving spirit, and he is a fountain of life dwelling in us today.
所以不光在外面他们与我们主与我们一起，而且他在里面成为那个赐生命的灵，让我们里面可以有这个生命的活水涌流出来。
This is why Jesus said in John 7:38 and 39.
这就是主耶稣在约翰福音第七章38-39节里面所讲到的。
That when we receive the Spirit, out of our heart will flow the river of living water.
他说信我的人就如经上说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
This transformation from the valley of tears into the spring and the fountain is the result of the reconstitution of Lord's life in us by his word.
这个从流泪谷到泉源之谷的这个经历呢，就是讲到主怎么样把他的生命制作在我们里面。
And through his word.
然后借着他的话。
So in the 8th chapter of Nehemiah, when the priest Ezra recited the book of the law to the congregation of Israel at the open square before the water gate, that verse 1 of chapter 8.
那在尼希米记第八章第一节讲到这个以斯拉就在水门前的宽阔处来诵读这个律法书的时候。
And they explained the meaning so that the people understand what was read, all the people listened attentively.
他们在那里不光来读，而且向他们解释，那些人非常注意地听，而且他们听明白了。
When they heard the law, the word of in the book, they were all in tears, they all cried.
所以当他们听懂了律法书里面的内容，听懂神的话的时候，他们都哭了。
So if we read and listen to the Lord's word with a right attitude.
所以当我们如果用一个正确的态度来听神的话的时候，
we will be definitely be touched, be enlightened, and react in our heart.
所以我们必须是会被神他触摸到，被神光照，而且对他的话有一个回应的。
We will confess to him because our life is so inconsistent with his word and his will.
因为我们在他面前必须要认罪，要知道我们的生命跟他的话是里面是有出入的，是有抵触的。
After the Israelites repented, confessed, cried, Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites who taught the people comforted the people not be troubled.
所以当以色列民他们听见律法书哭泣的时候，这个时候尼希米、以斯拉就来安慰这些民众说不要悲哀哭泣。
Their comforting is very interesting. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. That verse 10.
在第十节他们的安慰非常的有意思。 他们说因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
And then people went ahead to eat the fat, drink the sweet, and they were very happy, and because they understood what the Lord has taught them, and they understood what God's will is.
然后这些民众他们就都去吃喝，而且大大的快乐。为什么呢？因为他们已经明白了神的话。
Then you ask, what did they understand? What did they understand? What's the will of the Lord?
而且他们了解了神的旨意。那你可能现在就问，他们到底明白了什么是神的旨意呢？
They realized one thing, that God's will is God's own house, is God's dwelling place.
他们认识到原来神的旨意就是神的家，神安歇所在。
And what was their problem?
那他们的问题是什么呢？
They used to only care about their own home, living in Babylon, far away from God's will, and far away from God's presence.
他们是活在巴比伦的，以前他们是活在为着自己的家，是远远与神的旨意相离的。
In that case, God's heart was sad, and they themselves was also filled the emptiness and the distressed.
所以那个时候神的心是伤痛的，而且他们自己的心也是这么的空虚，这么的苦闷。
So that's why when they found out how far they are away from God's will and heart desire, that's why they cried and confessed to God.
所以当他们意识到他们自己与神的心意与神那个旨意心里面所想望的差得这么远的时候，他们就开始认罪而且哭泣。
So this tells us a secret.
这告诉我们一个秘诀。
When we are one with God's heart, joy comes.
当我们的心与神的心相合的时候，这个喜乐就能够临到我们。
When God's heart is joy and full,People's heart can truly be joyful and satisfied.
所以当神的心喜乐满足的时候，那他的子民的心也可以喜乐，真正的喜乐和满足。
And this joyful satisfaction has nothing to do with the external environment.
而且这个喜乐的满足与外面的环境没有什么关系。
Or maybe it's just the opposite. Even in the valley, we can still be joyful.
甚至相反的，也许我们是在谷底的时候，但是还是可以喜乐。
So this joy can be the strength of our lives in all circumstances.
所以这个喜乐带来的力量可以在我们生命的每一个光景里面。
You know, when they repent, they rejoice. They rejoice. Why? Because he healed the brokenhearted.As long as you have a contrite and a broken spirit, God does not despise. And the joy of the Lord is of our strength.
Amen. 那当时他们为什么能够喜乐了？因为他们悔改。当他们悔改的时候，神是必不轻看那忧伤痛悔的心，所以他们得着了真正的喜乐。
Amen. And they kept, then, next, they kept the word of the Lord. What? To celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle.
然后他们来遵守神的话，在那里来庆贺祝棚节。
Celebrating the Feast of Tabernacle is to remember God's presence with them in the wilderness.
庆祝这个祝棚节，它里面的意义就是来纪念在他们旷野之中的时候，耶和华与他们同在。
This is to recover the living before God and to live in a joyful presence of a joyful life with God.
这个就是要恢复他们在神面前来生活，而且恢复在神面前这个喜乐的生活。
They asked their father, they asked their grandparents. It turned out they have not celebrated the Feast of Tabernacle for hundreds of years. That from the time of Joshua, they haven't had celebrated this Feast of Tabernacle.
所以当他们来问他们的父辈、祖辈的时候，才发现原来他们有几百年都没有来庆祝这个祝棚节，从约书亚之后就再也没有庆祝过。
Now, last point of this spring gate. In chapter 12 of Nehemiah,
在最后关于这个全门，在尼希米记的第十二章
,When the city wall and the people have been restored,
当这个城墙还有这些墙门被修复之后
,And the people restored,
当这个神的子民他们被恢复之后，
So the Nehemiah, the governor, led the people to perform a dedication, ceremony on the city wall.
这个时候，尼希米就带领这些人在城墙上面来行落城之礼。
They sang hymns to the Lord aloud on the walls with musical instruments.
他们就在这个城墙上大声地向神来唱诗歌，用这些乐器。
The Bible recorded that the joy of Jerusalem reached far.
在圣经上记载，在耶路撒冷的这一场的欢庆，那个声音达到极远的地方。
If we can sing hymns in life and in the meeting, not only we will be happy, but the Lord will be glorified.
所以当我们经常可以在聚会里面，在我们的生活里面来唱诗的时候，那神的心也可以得满足的。
And the best thing is the devil, the enemy, will flee from the sound of our praise.
而且当我们这样来赞美的时候，连仇敌听到声音都要逃窜。
That's why the song we sang, if you want joy, you must praise for it.
所以在这个诗歌刚才我们所唱的里面讲到，我们要常常赞美主，就必得喜乐。
By the way, I suggest every family this evening on the dinner table to sing one of the verses. How about that? It's not too hard, just one sentence. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Think about that. Whole family singing this song. Grandma in English, try English, Chinese. Kids learn, try to in Chinese. So the whole family will be joyful. And the joy of the Lord is our strength.
好，我试着翻译一下。
Amen. That's okay.In this way,
弟兄建议对今晚
客气关系。
弟兄建议今晚大家在那个晚餐的时候，全家一起就把这里面的一节来唱。我们的祖母，你用英文也好，中文也好，孩子们用英文、中文也好，我们就唱从主来的喜乐是我们的力量。
In this way, our spiritual life will be strong, will be powerful, and be.Victorious.
这样的话，我们的属灵的生命一定是刚强、有力量，而且是得胜的。
This is the experience of Springgate.
这个就是泉门的经历。
Now Watergate.
现在我们看到水门。
The Lord Jesus is the Watergate.
主耶稣基督就是水门。
Because in John 7:37 says, He said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
因为在约翰福音第七章三十七节就这么讲，主耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
The Watergate is so named is because the water source of Jerusalem, the Gihon Spring, is close by.
为什么叫它水门呢？因为这个水门旁边就是整个耶路撒冷那个水的水源所在，就是基逊溪。
There is an open square in front of the water gate in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷里面，水门前有一片宽阔之处。
Where Ezra read and explained the law, the word of the Lord to the people.
就是在那里，以斯拉来诵读，也来向民众来解释律法书，就是神的话。
So the water gate is related to the word of the Lord and the spring of water.
所以这个水门它与它相连的就是神的话，而且是这个生命的活水。
Which typifies the believer's experience of being washed by the water in the word of the Lord.
这里面代表的就是我们信神的人借着神的话有这个洗涤。
You know, the water in the word of the Lord has the power of nourishing, washing,reviving and renewing.
因为在这个神的话里面，这个活水它里面带着这样的能力，可以来滋养，可以来洗涤、苏醒，而且更新。
It can cleanse and make the church holy.
它可以来清洗，让教会成为圣洁。
And it will remove our old man, remove our flesh, and prepare us to be the bride without blemish for the imminent coming of the wedding of the Lamb.
它可以来洗去、来去除我们的旧人、我们的肉体，让他的心腹教会成为圣洁、没有瑕疵的，来迎接主耶稣基督他那个快要回来的君王。
Amen. A couple, a brother and a sister, testified.
曾经有一对弟兄姐妹，他们在那里做见证。
On the way home, after the Bible reading meeting on Friday evening in the car,
在有一天晚上周五查经之后，他们夫妻回家在车里。
The children said to the parents, "Mom and Dad, it seems you have been cleansed by a shower when you go to the meeting."
然后这个孩子就跟爸爸妈妈讲，就说：“哎，好像觉得你们两个去教会查完经之后洗了个澡一样。”
There's no quarrel in the car. The atmosphere, the air of our family is clean and crisp.
因为在他们这个车里面就没有争吵了，这个车里面的气氛就是这么的清新，这么的新鲜明朗。
So the Lord is the source of the living water of life.
所以我们的主耶稣他就是这个活水的泉源。
Reading the word together in the meeting is like digging a well together.
当我们一同在读神的话的时候，就像我们一起来挖井得水一样。
You share a point, I share a point.Until we reach the underground water and find the source of the living water.
那你分享一句，我分享一句，就像我们彼此一直一直向深挖到那个活水为止。
And we all can drink the living water together.
然后这时候我们就一起来享用这个活水。
Brother and sisters often shared, before the meeting, the body feels tired and weary, but after the meeting, the whole person becomes joyful, full, and strong. Why? Because we all drank the living water.
那很多弟兄姐妹会分享到，在查经之前，我们的身体都疲惫，人也非常的非常的忧虑也好，怎么也好。但是查经完之后，我们里面就有这个力量，就有这个喜乐。
Therefore, in the meeting, especially Friday night, everyone should open his mouth or her mouth, share together, and drink the living water together.
所以在周五的时候，我们每个人都应该开口来分享神的话，而且我们一起来饮用这个活水。
You may be familiar with certain passages, chapter or verses. Oh, I've read this 1,000 times. But the word of the Lord is not so superficial as you think.
也许你觉得哦，这个章节我已经读过上百次了，没有什么新鲜的了。但是神的话不是那么肤浅的。
But if you have a humble heart, empty yourself, and dig deep, that means to use your spirit deep inside to touch the Lord.
但是如果我们谦卑的话，我们把自己倒空，这个时候我们就可以来向深处来挖这个活水。
I know what I'm talking about because we will have a fresh understanding and will taste and drink the fresh living water.
我知道我自己在讲什么。当我们这样的时候，就能够享用到那个新鲜的活水。
That's why we sang, He giveth living water and we thirst no more, right? He giveth living water.
就像我们刚才所唱的，就是
It is from
赐我生命活水，我必不再渴。
Yes, it is from His word.
这是从他的话语而来的。
Now, in Nehemiah chapter 8, we also learn some secret of reading and listening to God's word.
而且在尼希米记第八章，我们也看到这个秘诀是怎样来读神的话，
Verse
而且认识他的话。
3, read the book of the law.
第八章第三节。
Read the book of the law. Just, yeah.
在那里读这律法书。
Amen. And verse 8, they read the book of the law clearly. And some, the translation, New King James is called what? Distinctly. 清清楚楚念。
第八节又讲到，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书。
So, God's word is for us to read and listen.
所以神的话是为我们来读，让我们来听的。
So learn to read aloud and clearly.
而且我们要学习来大声的来诵读，而且来明白，清清楚楚的来明白。
So in Nehemiah times, the people who read the book distinctively, and they read not only to others, but that they also read to themselves.
所以在尼希米记那个时候，当时的人他们不光自己来读，而且他们来彼此来读这个律法书。
Let me tell you a secret. Every word of God is a living breath, and that can give people life.
让我告诉大家，每一句神的话都是那个活的气息，能够带给我们生命的。
A sister testified this.
曾经有一个姐妹这样见证。
She read Proverbs with her child.
她是与她的孩子们来读箴言。
The child cried while reading.
然后这个孩子在读的时候就哭起来。
The mother found out that God's word touched the child's heart and produced a miraculous effect.
所以这个妈妈就发现原来神的话可以摸着这个孩子的心而且带来这个奇迹般的、这个、反应。
Because the Lord's word are living and powerful, God's word can reach the depth of a person.
因为神的话是活泼的是有功效的可以进到人的深处。
Like Hebrew 4:12 said, For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
因为在那希伯来书第四章那里面讲到神的道是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更快。
Piercing even to the division of soul and the spirit of the joint and the marrow.
甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开。
I don't have enough time. But anyway, horse gate.
也许有时间不够，但是我们现在来看马门。
After the spring of Watergate, after the spring gate and the water gate, so we are joyful and satisfied. What's next? We become the army of the Lord.
当我们经历了全门水门，水门有这个喜乐有满足之后，下面是什么经历？就是马门，就是征战。
Proverbs 21:34 said, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord."
在箴言21章里面讲到，马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜乃在乎耶和华。
The horse gate represents the spiritual battle, and the victory belongs to the Lord.
所以马门代表的就是属灵的征战，这个得胜属于主。
Not by man, not from man.
不是靠着我们人。
Let me see. There are 4 points for the horse gate.
马门还有四点的。
Anyway, let me briefly say it.
那我很快的简短的讲。
Ephesians told us we are not struggling or wrestling with blood and flesh.
因为在以弗所书里面跟我们讲到，我们不是与那些属血气的征战。
So this battle is a spiritual battle.
所以这个征战是属灵的征战。
It is every day, and it is lifelong.
这是每天的，而且是一生之久。
We have to be vigilant all the time.
我们必须时刻警醒。
Our body may be weak, but our spirit cannot be weak.
我们的身体虽然软弱，但是我们的灵不能软弱。
David has won countless victories, the battles in his life. But once he was not paying attention, he committed the greatest sin in his life.
所以大卫他曾经是征战得胜的这样的一个人，但是有一次他不警醒的时候，就犯了他生命中最大的罪。
Caleb in the Old Testament, when he was 85 years, he still asked for the land of Hebron from Joshua.
所以当那个加勒，我们记得他85岁的时候，他还是那么强壮，他向着约书亚来求要得这个希伯伦地为业。
He drove out the giants of Anakites, and he is a warrior of the Lord. He find favor.In God's eyes.
他在那里把那个当地的那些亚拿族的巨人都赶出，所以在他年老的时候，还在神的眼中蒙喜悦。
We are not only soldiers, but we are warriors. In the Bible recorded all the warriors of David forever in God's eyes. How glorious.
我们不单是战士，我们应该是勇士，因为在圣经里面记载了大卫每一个勇士的名字，何等的荣耀。
East Gate.
东门。
From Ezekiel, it tells us that East Gate is reserved for the coming king.
在以西结书里面讲到，这个东门呢是为着耶和华、为着神而预备的。
And Zechariah told us his feet will stand on the Mount of Olive toward the east of the city.
而且撒迦利亚他在他的书里面讲到，就是主再来的时候，他的脚要踏在东面的橄榄山上。
So the East Gate is type of Lord's return. May we all be a group of people who will be vigilant and watchful, waiting and welcoming the return of the Lord.
所以这个东门代表的就是主他的回来。那我愿意我们都在警醒里面来迎接他再来。
Inspection Gate.
然后最后是这个检阅门。
Typifies the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ, which was started at the house of God.
这里面代表的、预表的就是这个之后在神家开始的审判。
May we always keep the return of the Christ and the delight of standing before the judgment seat.Before in front of our eyes.
愿意我们的眼前都有这个图画，就是我们要在神的主的审判台前。
These are the experience of the East Gate and the Inspection Gate.
所以这些就是东门和这个检阅门所要有的经历。
Praise Lord. Conclusion.
那感谢主，我们现在是回到结论。
Finally, I will come to the conclusion by mentioning the Apostle Paul.Described in 2 Timothy 4:6-8.
所以在这个最后总结的时候，我要提到使徒保罗他在提摩太后书第四章七到八节所提到的。
Paul experienced all of the 10 gates. He is truly a well-rounded Christian. Be our pattern.
所以保罗他经历了这十个门，他就是那个非常完全的基督徒的生命的经历，然后他也是我们的榜样。
He knows.It is by grace, not by work, we are saved.
他知道是靠着恩典，不是靠着我们自己的工作而得救的。
He knows Christ is his sheep gate.
你知道我们知道基督就是他的羊门。
He established churches everywhere. He led countless people to the Lord, into the city of Jerusalem. He experienced the fish gate and the Ancient Gate.
他在各地建立教会，带了许多的人经过这个鱼门进到耶路撒冷。
Because he said, "No longer I, but Christ lives in me." He experienced the cross.
他也讲到，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Paul suffered. Paul suffered for Christ, but also took much comfort from Christ. Experienced Christ as his valley gate and the dung gate.
所以他在主里面受苦，也从主得安慰。他经历了这个谷门、粪场门，
也经历了全门。He also experienced great Christ as the spring gate and the water gate.
他也经历了基督就是他的泉门和水门。
He was able to sing praises, sing songs in the prison, and this prison foundation was shaken. The door of the prison and the door of the gospel was cracked open, and the jailer's whole family was saved.
所以他在那个监狱里面还可以大声的来唱赞美的诗。这个时候，这个监狱的地大震动，门都打开，而且这个福音的门也被打开，在当场就有人得救。
Certainly, he fought the good fight.
确实，他打了那美好的仗。
He also reveals Christ and the church to the God's children.
而且他把基督跟教会来启示给神的儿女。
The mystery of God and the mystery of Christ, the center of God's will and the purpose.
就是神的奥秘，还有基督的奥秘，也是神旨意的中心。
There is unsearchable fullness and depth in the truth of Christ and the church as the everlasting spring and the fountain.
所以在这个基督跟教会这个真理，在神的心意里面有那个测不透的丰富，这里面有那个活水的泉源。
So he kept the faith.
所以他在那里所信的道他守住。
He was also a good soldier of Christ. He fought the good fight.
他就是神的那个好的勇士，
He certainly
打了那美好的仗。
Experienced Christ as his horse gate.
而且他经历了神是他的马门。
Paul also loved and encouraged those who loved the appearance of the Lord.
而且他也在那里来鼓励那个每一个爱慕神显现的人。
So Christ is his east gate.
所以基督也是他的东门。
And there will be a crown of righteousness reserved for him when Christ returns. Certainly.He experienced Christ as his inspection gate.
所以当基督再来的时候，有公义的冠冕为他存留。确实，他经历了基督成为他的这个检阅门。
May the life of Nehemiah, the life of the Apostle Paul, inspire us to live a victorious life until the Lord's return.
愿意尼希米的一生。还有保罗的生命来激励我们，让我们来过一个一生，可以是到最后是一个得胜的生命。
Enter into the wedding of the Lamb in the coming kingdom with joy.
在将来的这个国度的里面，我们进到羔羊的婚宴是带着喜乐去的。
Today we build up the gates of the New Jerusalem. That day we will be ushered into the New Jerusalem of the New Heaven and Earth.
今天我们在这里重建耶路撒冷的墙门，在那一天我们要带进这个新耶路撒冷，带进新天新地。
Instead of prayer, Let's sing that song from 1-4 together.
所以我们现在不来祷告，但是我们来把这个刚才的诗歌第一节到第四节再来唱一遍。
Reciting.
我们试
着背下来。The joy of the Lord is my strength.
靠主而得的喜乐是我的力量。
If you want joy, you must praise for it.
所以你要得这个喜乐嘛，你要常常赞美主。
He giveth living water and I thirst no more.
他赐我生命的活水，我不再干渴。
And he heals the broken hearted.And they cry no more.
所以他能使心灵破碎者不再忧伤。
May the Lord be gracious with us.
愿意神来恩待我们。让我们来唱。
The joy of the Lord.